Who's up? Troy Singleton, the Democratic Party star from Burl CO, welcomed Senator Don Adiego to the party this week, as buzz circulates about an inevitable future statewide run by the respected Democratic politician. Glenn Paulson, word is that the former Burlington County Republican chairman will more than land on his feet amid the shakeup on his home turf this week that included the defection of Adiego. Craig Coughlin, the perennial adult in the room, Speaker of the General Assembly, stepped in to smooth over the potential worsened public relations fiasco at a diner this week as he and Governor Phil Murphy and Senate President Steve Sweeney promoted the minimum wage hike bill ahead of Thursday's vote. Darren Russo, in a coming battleground contest, the former career Franklin Township police officer, received the support of the Somerset County Democratic Party Screening Committee in his 2019 countywide bid to be the next sheriff. Ryan Peters, following Senator Don Adiego's defection to the Democrats, her district mate, the Navy SEAL assemblyman, stood tall, along with his assembly district mate Joe Howarth. Who's down? The Burl CO GOP, the once vaunted party organization, watched as Senator Don Adiego, D8, switched parties and joined the Democratic Party, giving the caucus a 26-14 edge over the Republicans. Tom Keene, Jr. The Republican leader of the state Senate received a gut punch this week as his caucus dwindled to its lowest ebb. Michael Cioffi, Englewood Cliffs, finally publicly released recordings which feature their police chief in a starring role, morbidly ruminating about how he would like to kill former council president Carol McMorrow. Richard Leonard, the longtime Roseland councilman, resigned from the local governing body after pleading guilty to conspiracy with an unnamed corporation, among other charges. Donald J. Trump, whatever his base projections elsewhere, the defection of Adiego in Burl CO on the heels of U.S. Representative Andy Kim's CD3 win indicates more lost ground for Republicans in the Trump era.